You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
It's time
to catch a cheater.
Only on The Jubal Show.
Megan is on the phone today for To Catch a Cheater. She thinks that her boyfriend of a year and a half named Caleb might be cheating on her. So we're going to see if we can catch him and if he is. Megan, thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for your email and agreeing to do this. Tell us a little bit about your situation. What's going on?
Yeah, so you said we've been seeing each other for about a year and a half now. We do live together. So things have just seemed to change recently, and I'm kind of getting a little suspect about what's going on because there's just a few sketchy happenings, and I can't really, figure out why or what's going on. Some of the, clues that have led me to believe that something else is happening is, he leaves work a little bit earlier in the morning. There's days that he's been coming home late with not really much to go on as far as why. I've stopped by to surprise him for lunch, to go out and get lunch with him a couple of times, and he hasn't been there, and his coworker says that he goes out for lunch all the time now. So when I told him, oh, I had stopped by to surprise you and you weren't there, he was like, oh, I'm sorry, I just found this new Greek place and it's really good, and I've just been going to get their amazing Greek salads and kind of just some downtime during the day, during my work day. I don't know. It just seems like a little suspicious that he's coming home late. He's leaving early. He's not at work for lunch anymore, like ever. How good can Greek salads really be that you have to go every day?
All right. First question. Did you put a tracker on his car yet?
No.
Because I would be like, where are you going?
Is that an option?
Isn't it always? And I'm single. So anyway, but is he acting different around you, though?
He's just been really quiet lately. Usually he has so much to explain about his work day or this or that or the other, but he's just kind of been... I'm shut down-ish, kind of. We watch a lot more TV and kind of just do quieter things, but we're not, kind of just sitting and talking, and just seems distant, and I can't really figure it out. So, I mean, that's kind of where I'm at, is thinking, is there something going on that he's being so quiet, and then he's coming home late, and, what's up with all of that stuff? It's kind of new, and it's not kind of what... we've been doing for the last year and a half, so I'm very confused right now.
Yeah, that doesn't feel good. That's not my favorite place to be. Now, did you just straight up ask him? Like, by any chance, were you like, where are you going and what are you doing?
Well, I mean, I've asked him, like, in the instances where he's arrived late home from work or whatever, or, like I said, when I asked him about surprising him at work, he just, said he was at the Greek restaurant, or sometimes he just says that he had some more work to catch up on, or that he stopped and got... some food on the way home because he was starving and he didn't want to wait or whatever. So it's just like each time there's been an instance I've asked, but I haven't kind of sat down and said, okay, what's up with this whole picture?
Yeah.
So,
and he's been consistent. So there's no lying per se. There's just, he's just disappearing at odd times.
Right. I mean, he's, usually would work through his lunch break so that he could be done and then come home, and we would enjoy hanging out, and he would look forward to being there to see me. And so I just, it feels like something's changed, and I can't figure out what.
Of course.
Yeah, I just, like, whatever my partner's going through, I want to be there for him. So if he's, you know, extra stressed at work or got something going on, or, you know, if, like, you know, he's having problems with his mom again, like, you know, that would, like, I've, you know, helped with those times before with those types of things. We've talked about it and dealt with it, so I just don't know what's going on.
Okay, and you said you didn't want to call and try to catch him the way we normally do it, like call from a grocery store. You had another way you thought would work? What is it?
Yeah, he, like, again, this Greek restaurant, it's his new favorite thing, and he's there all the time. So I thought, you know, maybe there'd be some kind of bonus for being a great customer or something.
Okay.
Maybe that would work from the restaurant that he's at all the time.
That's a great idea.
Sure, let's try it. Okay, we'll play a song, come back, and then we'll call him and see if we can catch him cheating right after this, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, Catch a Cheater is next.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Right in the middle of To Catch a Cheater, and Megan is on the phone. She thinks that her boyfriend of 2.5 years named Caleb might be cheating. And Megan, I'll let you refresh everybody's memory. Why do you think that he might be messing around?
He's been leaving early, home late, not at work during his lunch break. I've tried to stop there, and he doesn't really have any good reasons of being late, and he's just really distant lately. Like, there's something else going on, and he's not talking about it.
Okay, and you wanted us to call from this restaurant that he goes to all the time, right?
Yeah, he keeps talking about this as his favorite place to go for lunch. That's why he's not at work during lunch break anymore.
Okay, well, we'll call from there and say that we appreciate him being a loyal customer so much. We're going to offer him free flowers to be delivered to anybody that he wants, and an invitation to join him there for dinner sometime in our special booth. We'll call him and see if he gives us your name or somebody else's, okay? You ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, may I speak to Caleb, please?
This is him. Who's this?
Caleb, this is Jordan from...
Oh, okay.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty well.
Yeah.
How'd you guys get my number?
Because you're in here all the time, and we keep track of our best customers. And the reason I'm calling today, though, is to say thank you very much for coming in and being such a loyal customer. We actually wanted to say thank you by offering you free dinner for two one evening in our special booth. I don't even know if you know where the special booth is. It's in the back. And you can invite that person by sending them flowers delivered from us.
Cool. Thank you. Yeah, sure. That That'd be great. Do you need anything from me? Like,
date
or something like that?
We can line up the date. We probably need to be a few weeks out because that booth is booked up. But like I said, totally free. And then for the flowers to be delivered to whoever you want to take with you, if you know the person's information, I can take all that right now. And then I will reach out and give you a confirmation that we've sent those out.
Okay. Cool. I think I have somebody who, I might want to send the flowers to.
Okay, great. You've got their name. We'll start with the name first and last.
The first name is, Rochelle.
Is there anything, we can put like a little card, with it?
Just, I'm here for you.
And I will, like I said, I'll let you know that this is not actually the restaurant at all.
Wait, what?
This is actually the Jubal Show. It's a radio show, and we do a segment where we try to catch people cheating on their significant other. And your girlfriend, Megan, actually emailed us and suspected you might be seeing someone else, and she's on the phone and been listening to this whole thing.
Whoa.
Who's Rochelle?
Hey. I'm kind of wondering the same thing, too, Caleb.
Hey, are we really on the radio right now?
Yes,
yeah. We are. We definitely are. And I hope Rochelle is listening.
This is not good. Can we talk about this off air? Because this is, I promise you there's more to this story.
You're sounding a little guilty, though, right now. Are you sure?
Very serious sort of situation, and it's kind of complex, and it requires, like, a conversation. And this is not the way that I wanted this to come out.
No, Caleb, you can tell me right now. We're here. We're both here right now. Kind of feel like that we need to just let the cat out of the bag. What's going on with Rochelle?
So Rochelle is my ex.
So that's the Rochelle that you're sending flowers to now?
Yes. But it's not like that. We haven't seen each other like that in like over 3 years. We're broken up. Okay.
Like? Yeah, but what's going on now with coming home from work and now you're sending flowers and having intimate dinners?
It's not an intimate dinner. Okay. She contacted me again recently, and she said that she has a kid, a 3-year-old, and that it's mine.
Oh.
And I have.
Oh,
just,
my God.
I've been trying to find a way to tell you this whole thing, and I didn't want it to come out over the radio like this. This is just not the way that I wanted it to happen, and this is why I've been whatever recently, and, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, I feel like that's something that you should have told me kind of shortly after you found out about it. It's a huge impact.
I tried. I just didn't know how to say it. I didn't know how to tell you, and I didn't know, like, I was trying to figure
it's
things out for
weeks
myself.
That you've been acting weird. Weeks now.
I didn't know what to do. She needs my help. There's this 3-year-old kid that is I'm the father of. Like, what? I don't know how to react in that situation. Caleb, I've never gone through this sort of thing before.
Caleb, you're clearly very emotional right now, but it kind of sounds like you're yelling at Megan
I'm
in
sorry.
This moment.
You're right.
She's also getting this information for the first time, and she's in a relationship with you. This is just kind of a lot for everybody to process, I understand, but because I feel like there's love here, there's got to be a nicer way to exchange your concerns.
Yeah.
Okay, you're right. I don't want to fight about this, you know, I don't, so right. I'll keep my voice down.
I would be freaking out if I was you too, but you're not even going to be heard at all if you're shouting like that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, freaking out is
definitely understandable. Well, I mean, I feel like I'm also kind of being cornered right now, you know?
You were, but good news, you're not cheating, so now we're on your side.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, shocking news all around for all of us, but it's kind of something that we both need to deal with, don't you agree?
Yes. Megan, can we talk about it?
Do you understand kind of why it was so hard to tell you this? I mean, I know you probably wish that he would come to you right away, but that's a lot.
Absolutely. Well, if I hadn't done this today, how long would it have been until I knew?
Are you just more upset about me not communicating with you? Are you upset that I have a kid? I don't want you to break up with me. Are we still okay? Are we going to be okay?
I'm not upset that you have a kid. I mean, it is shocking news to have a three-year-old plopped into your life. Agreed, and I understand where you're coming from with that. I'm more upset that I got lied to for the past couple weeks and that I'm left in the dark and have no idea what's going on with my boyfriend and where he's been and what's going on in his head because he won't talk to me.
I should have done it sooner, and I'm sorry.
I definitely do not deal well with being lied to.
But Caleb, I mean, bright side, congratulations, you have a kid.
You know, I met him a couple of times, too. He's really sweet. It's actually really exciting. It's just, you know.
Right, and I bet you Megan wants to share all of that with you. I guess, Megan.
Absolutely.
Okay, see?
Okay, yeah. Sweet. Well,
absolutely.
At least
together.
You know that he's not cheating. Obviously, you guys have a lot to process.
And I think, yeah. Caleb, you should take Megan to the Greek spot just so she knows how good those salads really are.
Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely. We should go there tonight.
Maybe you could take her with you to talk to your ex.
That might be a lot.
Is that too much?
Yeah. It might not
Again,
be time
would
for that.
You never trust my relationship advice.
Yeah, maybe at a future date we can meet up with her. But right now I think the two of us need to talk about some
Terrible
stuff.
Advice. Good luck to you guys. Let us know what happens.
Yeah, good luck.
Thank you.
Yep.
The Jubal Show's To Catch a Cheater.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.